Question number 3. Is the government responsible for protecting the land and the environment? Land was something many of the founders felt a deep connection to, something that constituted more than a livelihood and the embodiment of their entire concept of liberty. When Thomas Jefferson wrote, "The true foundation of republican government is the equal right of every citizen in his person and property and in their management," he was addressing the fundamental principle accepted by most of the founders that individuals were responsible for the land. He went on to write, "A right to property is founded in our natural wants, in the means with which we are endowed to satisfy these wants, and the right to what we acquire by those means without violating the similar rights of other sensible beings." Jefferson believed that every citizen was entitled to his own property through his own efforts, and that government provided the structure for the individual to acquire property, but not the entitlement. The founders' concern with property rights, often portrayed by the left as an obsession with wealth, in fact, it displayed a deep understanding of the stewardship of the earth. This was seen in the extensive attention they paid to inheritance laws. After all, if one uses up or destroys his property, what is left for his children to inherit? At the same time, however, assumptions about what improved property were nearly universal. Land was to be cleared of trees, rocks, and any other obstacles to farming. Game was to be hunted for food and pleasure, and the water supply was to be protected at all costs. But notions of clearing land for farming were not unique to European settlers, as some agricultural tribes of Indians had been clearing land for years. What was different about the English who arrived in America was that they brought with them the concept of individual land ownership, and that meant individual land development and protection. It is common today to see a forest as something to be preserved, but that is an entirely ahistorical reaction. To the settlers in the New World, forests represented both a nearly endless supply of fuel and an impediment to greater productivity and wealth through agriculture, which, of course, meant feeding more people. George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and many other founders who either worked their land themselves or oversaw slave labor.